If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the program. This is the Just Cause Coast to Coast, where we bring you education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice. We're right here on ConservativeNationMedia.com every Tuesday evening. Hey, Cliff, Ethel, how you guys doing this evening?
Doing good.
Hey, I'm great. I'm excited.
Awesome. We have a great program tonight. Got a lot of stuff to cover, so we're going to go on and get started. I'll start off with the disclaimer. Cliff and Ethel and I are not attorneys and are Just Cause Coast to Coast, and AJC Radio is a program that does not provide legal advice. The opinions expressed by the guests to the program are not necessarily that of ConservativeNationMedia.com or a Just Cause or Just Cause Radio or Just Cause Coast to Coast. So please contact your legal professionals for your specific legal needs. And as always, thank you to the callers for joining the program. Thank you for the listeners for joining the program. And then those who will be calling, we want to thank you for calling in. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. On the program tonight, we're going to have several supporters of Don Miller. You know, I don't know if the listeners probably noticed that in the last couple of shows we didn't mention Don because of the fact that there were some things going on with that case that we couldn't necessarily talk about, but we can talk about now, and that is the fact that Don Miller is free.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Congratulations. All right.
I think Don got home yesterday, and so, you know, that is an exciting moment. You know, that lets you know that the efforts of folks like Scott Osborne and Stephen Williams and the entire Free Don Miller team, as well as the Underground Hard Drive folks, you know, these efforts pay off, you know, just continuing to persist. Absolutely. and push for those kind of things.
That's right.
So we got a lot of folks that's going to be calling in. One other thing I want to mention, the fact that we have a new petition. It's been out there for a couple of weeks now for IRP 6, and everyone knows, if they've been following the program, that with the IRP 6, there are 200 pages of the transcript from their trial. 200 pages of that transcript are missing, and we're trying to get Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate this federal case of the IRP 6 and get those 200 pages. Now, we have a lawsuit that we have filed as a Just Cause, and Attorney Mark Garagos, Tina Glandian, and Cornell Johnson are working that. But we're trying to get this petition going. Last week, we had an excellent response from the listeners. So listeners, as you are listening, go out to change.org and do a search on IRP6, and you will see a petition there where we're trying to get Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate this situation.
Absolutely.
The number of folks that were signing that petition just kept going up and up and up. And so, you know, the number actually doubled from last week. And so we're looking for more progress there. Some shout-outs, Cliff. Who we want to shout-out to?
Definitely want to give a big shout-out to Duke Brooks. Duke, we appreciate you, you know, for giving us opportunity, giving us a space to bring attention to the IRP 6 case. We want to give a shout-out to Scott Osborne and also Stephen Williams. You guys are great. We're so glad to hear the news about Don Miller, that he's free, he's home with his family.
Yes.
And, you know, that just gives you a warm, tingly feeling all over. So we're so glad about that.
And, you know, also, when you talk about Duke Brooks, you know, Duke is a flyer. And every now and then, as far as the liners that we do and the reads that we do here on the program, it kind of conveys the fact that Duke is a flyer. And so I got an email from Duke the other day, and he said, hey, you guys got to mention the fact that there is a moment in history today. And so this is for Duke and for those other flyers who might be out there who are listening to the program. A moment in history is that today marks the fact of on December 17, 1903, Orville Wright piloted the first powered airplane 20 feet in a windswept beach in North Carolina. And the flight lasted 12 seconds and covered 120 feet. Now, you know, hey, now we're just, you know, flying across oceans and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
So if you want to read a little bit more about that, you know, you can contact Duke Brooks. Listen in to Duke's show. You'll hear a little bit more about that later on. Also, you can follow that on eyewitness to history.com. Okay, so again, our number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. We're going to be talking a lot about Don Miller a little bit later on. We're going to have Stephen Williams, Michael Smith, Scott Osborne, mm-hmm. Aaron Gray, Tammy Silver. I mean,
wow.
We got a lot of folks that's going to be calling
that's
in
awesome.
onto the program. And then also, as far as in the news right now, you know, there is one item in the news, and Ethel, I know you found this. It's been in the news for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to talk about it because of the fact that it relates to a significant way to the IRP6.
Really
and this is a story that says a media black hole in Colorado. What's mm-hmm. that? What's that about?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we've had so many different media people that have reached out to the Florence prison camp on behalf of the IRP6 to talk to these guys. And every time they do, their requests have been denied. And so coming across this article, it says for nearly 6 years, all media requests to gain access to inmates at the Supermax ADX prison in Florence, Colorado, have been denied by BOP. And you look at that and you ask yourself, well, why has that happened? You know, what is going on? Why don't they want these people to be interviewed? You know, they said that there were exactly 100 media requests submitted to interview inmates at the ADX facility in 2002, and none of the requests were granted. In 23 of the cases, the interviews were denied by the inmates. 18 were refused on the grounds that the prisoner is subjected to special administrative measures, including a ban on all media contact. And 3 of the requests were granted because the BOP decided the media outlet didn't meet the BOP's qualifications. Now check this out. The other 56 interview requests were denied for unspecified security concerns, okay,
wow.
amounting, and this guy says they amount to nothing more than a catch-all excuse.
And you know, Ethel, when you read that, you start looking at the IRP6 case
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we know without a shadow of a doubt
yep.
that there are a lot of media folks who've been trying to, you know, get to the IRP6. They want to do interviews. They've
yep.
been talking to us now for a year.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, and the IRP6, they want to talk about their story. Now, one thing that's good is that David Banks, who is one of the IRP6, he, along with a couple of the other guys, they actually ran into Warden Birkebau,
mm-hmm.
Warden David Birkebau there in Florence, ran into him in the chow hall yesterday
right.
and actually went up to him and said, you know, Warden, you know, what's the deal as far as us not being able to speak with the media?
That's
you
right.
know, it's in their policy
mm-hmm.
that the inmates can speak with the media.
And he told us they could.
He sure did. We met with Warden Birkebau back in April
mm-hmm.
of this year.
That's
and
right.
he sat there and he said, you know, hey, I'm going to give the guys extra minutes so that they can do phone interviews because that's his preference
yes.
To do phone interviews so that it doesn't cut into the guys' minutes that they have
mm-hmm.
every month.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he has not made good on that. And
bold face lie.
And so, you know, the IRP6 guys, they have asked about that. And when they asked about it, you know, the warden, he kind of pushed back and gave a couple of excuses. And David, he was prepared, and he knows the policy. David has studied the law as, with regard to inmate rights. And so David actually told the warden, hey, no, here's what the policy says. The warden basically said, well, you know, why are you guys pushing so hard? You know, why do you want the media to be involved? You know, and he's saying that all the media wants to do, all they're doing is looking for a story. And David's response to that is that, yeah, we want our story told. Because,
that's right.
And you know, you've heard me say this before, that if you're guilty, then sure, you want to run the other direction. You do not want your name out there in the media. You don't want any kind of exposure. But if you're innocent, you want people to hear your story. You want to share your story, and you definitely want, you know, to get it out there.
That's right.
So, you know, why is it being held up? You know, and so that's one thing that we know is going to be changing because of the fact that their attorney, the appellate attorney,
mm-hmm.
is Gwendolyn Solomon. And Ms. Solomon, she had a conference call this morning with the supervisory attorney for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and he oversees the other attorneys – which includes those that sit at the facilities, which includes Florence. And Ms. Solomon, she conveyed her concerns with the fact that, number one, she's even had challenges getting in to see her clients. You know, that should never happen.
Exactly.
An attorney should have access to her clients, and even more important, the clients should have access to their attorney.
Right.
And then, and so she also voiced concerns about the fact that they were not being able to meet with the media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this supervisory attorney, he said, okay, from this point forward, you work your request through me. So, you know, that's a victory for the for the IRP 6.
Absolutely.
Any way you slice it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, the thing that, you know, looking at this Media Black Hole in Colorado article, they said that the warden refused the news media access on the grounds that it could threaten the safety and security of the institution. And when this reporter says, when I inquired how it could possibly threaten the security of the facility, I was told that that information was of a secure nature and could not be disclosed. This is ridiculous. You
it
know,
sure
it is.
You have Birkbeil saying, why do you want to have the media, you know, talk to you? That's like asking, why do you want to have your visitors come here to visit?
That's right.
It's my right. I'm an inmate, but I still have the right as a human being to be able to talk to the media, to tell my story the way I want it.
That's right. And, you know, I say that's one victory for the IRP-6. I mean, the greatest victory for the IRP-6 is for our guys to be home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is going to be the ultimate excitement. That is going to be the ultimate victory, which we know is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fact with these 200 pages of transcript missing, you know, someone has to answer for that.
That's right.
And there is no reason why this thing should be held up in the appellate court. And we're looking forward to some good positive things happening there.
ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing, and we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week since we're making some big changes. And we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 Eastern, 5 Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins.
Awesome.
And Don Miller.
All right. Hey, and you know, Clip on those shout-outs, I got to go back and just say, you know, a shout-out to Jay Arrington.
Yes.
Of the Daily, the Maryland Daily Examiner.
Hey,
yes, he's Jay.
You know, Jay is an excellent supporter, excellent writer. And if you haven't read any of Jay's writings, go out to Free the IRP 6. Or go to the Maryland Daily Examiner.
Yes.
And we also, sorry to cut you off, Sam, also want to give a shout-out to Bob Green. He's the third part of the trio for the Free Don Miller team. We did not want to leave you out.
Absolutely.
You guys have done great work, great work.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so is Scott on the phone, Cliff?
Yes, we do have
Scott. Hey, let's go on and bring Scott in.
Okay, let's get him.
Hey. And for those who tuned in a little bit late, you know, we announced the fact that Don Miller is free. You've heard us talking about it here on this program.
Yes.
You've heard it talked about on Contending for Truth. You've heard it talked about on underground hard drive. And so now we have some great news to share, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. Scott, are you there?
I am here and excited, you guys. What a great week.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, my sister from another mother. Hey,
you know,
we're gonna keep on keeping on, girl, and we're going to get these boys out of there just like we got Don out of there. And, you know, it works. You know, we sometimes when we're doing this, you know, you go after it week after week, and you say things, and you wonder why people don't listen and why people don't do and why people don't act. But it just takes time. And it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of support. You guys have got an incredible team behind you. I have never in my life seen anything like it. You know, when I joined up with you guys, I had friend requests going out the wazoo, and it's just great.
Awesome. Hey, Scott, hold that thought and stay right there on the phone. We've got to take this break. You know how it goes. And so we will be right back with Scott Osborne and several other supporters of the Don Miller team. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, right here on ConservativeNationMedia.com with A Just Cause Coast to Coast, where we bring you education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice. More to come later. Stand by. Thank you.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Just call Coast to Coast, where educational awareness and information about digital injustice. I'm Sam Thurman, your host, along with Cliff Stewart and Evan Lopez. Our call-in number this evening, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. You know, and we were giving some information about some things that have happened in the IRP6 case earlier. Ethel, what can we do to get our listeners and folks out there to help out with the IRP6 case?
You know what? There are a few things they can do. And one of them is that we ask that people will call Eric Holder's office. Call Attorney General Eric Holder at 202-514-2003 and 2005 and ask him to inquire into the missing transcript for the IRP6. There are over 200 pages of the transcript that are missing, and something has to be done, and he can do it.
Cliff, what else can folks do?
Yeah, we want to ask if there's anybody out there that, you know, has a national platform, you know, give us a call, give us a few minutes, give us a spot, give us something to help get this story out there. I mean, this can happen to you, and with missing transcript, how can these guys put on a proper appeal? So we ask if you have a national platform or you know someone who does, we ask that you give us a call, contact us. We definitely like to talk to you.
Awesome. And we already talked about the 200 pages of missing transcript and having a petition out there on change.org. Mm-hmm. As you're listening to the program this evening, please go out there, sign that petition, and let us know why you signed that petition. We might get a chance to read some of those comments a little bit later. On the phone, we have Scott Osborne from Contending for Truth and Underground Hard Drive. We talked about it at the top of the show, where Don Miller is free, y'all. You know, he is home, and, you know, after a terrible injustice and spending all those years in prison, you know, but he's finally home, and that's as a result of the efforts of Scott and Stephen and other supporters of Don. So, Scott, hey, are you there?
I am right here.
Hey, Scott, so give us a front row seat perspective here. So what's going on right now as far as Don's situation? I'm sure a great celebration, you know, getting home, being with his family. So what's going on there, Scott?
Well, it has been a big celebration. And as far as I know, Don is sitting in the living room with his parents and most likely listening to us right now, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we we've known about this for about 6 weeks, and you want to talk about something difficult to keep quiet. Oh, my goodness, wow, and some excitement. And we've had some ups and downs over the last few years. You know, Steve and Bob got me into Blog Talk Radio, and shortly after that, I jumped onto the Don Miller situation. And I listened for months and months of episodes in a row and got excited about this because there's two people that are very special, and they've grown to be very special to me, his parents, sitting at home without their son. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been in just in the background, excited, and one moment we thought he had actually gone out the courtroom door, and he actually hadn't, and one moment we thought he was in, but I do believe he's at home right now, sitting at home celebrating with his parents, watching probably what's going on Facebook, which has been a one big party with a lot of his supporters, and just enjoying his time with his mom and his dad. You know, that's the most important part of this. You know, I know, Ethel, you and I have discussed this before. This is about family.
Yeah.
You know, Don's a strong man, and he's had a rough 16 years. And, you know, sometimes we just do what we have to do.
Right.
But the big picture in this is the family that's been separated. Don being separated from his parents, his parents being separated from him. What happened to Kurt? Kim Selves and a bunch of good friends in that area that were missing their good friend. And that's all over now. And he's sitting at home on that couch, hugging on his mom, hugging on his dad, and starting the next few years of his life.
That is so awesome. Because you know what? That's what we're looking forward to with the IRP6 and with their families. You know, it's amazing when you think about it, and I was speaking about it today, you know, the people who have taken the freedom from these innocent men, you know, and they're sitting at home, you know, during the holiday seasons and stuff like that. They're laughing, they're enjoying their families, and they're going on with their lives. But they don't even think twice about the people that they've thrown in prison and the children that are going through without their fathers in such a time. Nope, they don't look back at that stuff. You know, they don't care.
Exactly, Ethel. They don't. And that's what this is about. You know, this country was founded on the concept of freedom. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in justice. My dad was a deputy sheriff, and I've got good friends in the area that are cops and sheriffs. A good friend of mine, a longtime family friend of mine, was the elected sheriff of Tulare County, and I've got a high respect for law enforcement. But you know, we got some bad seeds in the apple out there, and it affects people. It affects children. You know, you guys tore me up a few weeks ago when you had the kids on, because man, those guys are growing up without they're continuing their growing up years without their dad, without their dad,
and
how somebody in the justice system that devoted their lives to pushing for justice doesn't see that, I'll never understand it, Ethel.
You know, Scott, and that's one of the things, too, you know, as we approach Christmas and the fact that the IRP6 have been without their families have been without them, you know, that's something that we are still pushing for, even in these last few days leading up to Christmas. It's one of those things that, you know, these guys should be home. There's absolutely no reason why they should be incarcerated right now. And so we are continuing to push for that. Hey, Scott, let's add Stephen into this conversation. And Stephen Williams is also a supporter of Don Miller. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sam, Cliff, Ethel, thanks for having me on tonight.
Hey, Stephen, congratulations on the efforts of Free Don Miller campaign and the things that you guys got going on with you and Bob and Scott and, you know, just the whole team there. So I'm sure that when you got the news, and like Scott said, you guys have been kind of working it and knowing that something was coming. But when you got the news, what did that do for you? I mean, you had to have a great feeling. I know I got goosebumps when I first heard about it.
Well, I tell you what, first of all, I'd like to thank, you know, all the supporters of the Don Miller Facebook page. I mean, those are the true heroes. It's people like you helping us get the word out there, and we do appreciate it very much. As you can imagine, it's been a very tough 6-7 weeks here, as I was basically asked to quit doing the show and for reasons and to not let people really know what was going on. I was getting emails and stuff like that, people asking me if I'd bailed on Don, and that was the furthest thing from my mind, but keeping my lip lips tight on all this. Was an extremely difficult thing to do, but I can promise you that the show will be back on tomorrow night with Don as a special guest. But it was a very emotional and draining situation yesterday as I sat all day in the courtroom and wondering if at the last minute things were going to change and whatever. But it went through. It went in without a couple of, you know, it wasn't without a couple of hiccups here and there, but I can tell you that it was worth it to see the smile on Don Miller's face as he was being led back to the Iron County Jail for paperwork and stuff, and he turned and he smiled at the camera, and it was well worth it, and I mean worth all the effort and everything else. It's sad that, you know, Don is not totally free. He's out of prison. In my opinion, we still have a large battle ahead of us to try and get him exonerated, and we will keep doing so. So thank you to you folks and all the supporters out there.
Absolutely.
And you know, Stephen, we also have to say thank you to you and the rest of the crew as far as the support for the IRP6. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk to Scott quite often, and we keep up with things that's going on the underground hard drive. And you know, you've had us on your show, and it's awesome the type of support that we get. And you know, one of the things too, Stephen, is the fact that, and we talk about it all the time, that if this is not happening to you, a lot of times people seem to be oblivious to it. It's almost like, well, it's not happening to me, so it's not real. But you know, once you understand the injustice that can occur, mm-hmm. and you know, when you look at Don Miller and when you look at the IRP6 and other cases out there. I mean, if you go to our website and you see all the exonerees that we have had on the program over the last few weeks, you know, it is just, it's atrocious. I mean, when you have people that were wrongly convicted, wrongly incarcerated, and lose so much of their life, man, it's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's one of those things that I've lost relationships with family members and friends over that tell me I was obsessed with Don Miller, and that it didn't affect their everyday life. And you hit it right on the head. It does affect you each and every day, whether you feel the effects of it or not. It's happening around you, and it could very well happen to you. Look at the IRP6. Look at Don Miller. I mean, and look at the thousands and thousands of other guys and women that have been wrongly convicted for stuff. Just because people don't, it's business as usual in the justice system, and that's wrong, and it has to be changed.
Absolutely. Go ahead. I think we may have lost Stephen. Oh, you're still there, Stephen? Okay, maybe we lost Scott. You know, I was going to say also. Oh, are you? Okay, good. I thought one of you were trying to say something there.
I can tell you that Don Miller is at home tonight with his family. Everything was worked out this afternoon. He is at home, and I do believe he is listening to your show right now. So.
Oh, awesome.
Well, we will definitely give a shout-out to Don, and, you know, it's one of those things that I know, Don, you know, and if you're listening, Don, you know that you had a great team behind you. I got a message on Facebook today that said that Don is saying that, hey, he's getting ready to join in the fight for the IRP6.
All
and
right.
So,
awesome.
You know, you have to respect that from the standpoint that, you know, when someone has gone through it, it's like, and they realize that no family should have to go through this kind of thing.
That's right.
And Don's family particularly, you know, has experienced some tragedies associated with this as well. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, where is the compassion? There is none when it comes to the prosecutors, the judges, you know, the judge, Christine Arguello, in the situation with the IRP6. You know, she sat there doing sentencing and basically said, I have your life in my hands. And started to basically, you know, admonish the guys. And she never even gave them a chance right from the very beginning. So, you know, when folks don't realize that, you know, this can happen to you, you know, you need to watch out. It could hit your doorstep at any time. Our call-in number this evening is 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. This is the Just Cause Coast to Coast, and this evening we're talking to supporters of Don Miller. Don Miller is free.
Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative.
You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball, leaves the country, and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That'll take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution, where America always wins.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home and even your community. To that ember, all those branches hanging over your roof might as well be giant matchsticks ready to spark. The pile of dry leaves and twigs clogging your gutters are the perfect kindling to start a fire. And all those debris piles and brush around your yard, which you haven't taken care of yet, are pure lighter fluid, ready to ignite. There are some fire hazards that aren't clearly marked, and they can impact you and your neighbors. Learn to spot them, because your home is better protected from wildfire damage when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hello, I am Robert Garding of the New Wives Conservatism radio show, heard on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, through conservativenationmedia.com. Being on the air since 2007 from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, we've helped people become more informed to keep socialists out of the White House and Congress. But that work isn't over yet. Tune in Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on CNN for the New Wise Conservatism radio show, the voice of reason in our unreasonable world.
Good evening, America. Pause coast to coast on conservativenationmedia.com. AJC Radio, where we bring education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice. I'm Sam Thurman, your host, along with Cliff Stewart and Ethel Lopez. This evening, we are talking about Don Miller. And, I caught myself on something as we were going into the break. You know, Stephen was saying that even though Don is out, there's still a lot of work to be done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to say that, you know, he's not totally free from the standpoint of, you know, they still got some things that they got to work out in this system, but they are working it. And at least Don is sitting home with his parents. And, you know, that is a great thing. Our number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. We have Stephen Williams on the phone from Underground Hard Drive. We also have Scott Osborne from Contending for Truth, as well as Underground Hard Drive, supporters of Don Miller. And then Cliff, I guess Tammy has called in.
Yes.
So we have Tammy Silver on the phone. So Stephen and Scott, we're going to bring Tammy into this conversation. Tammy, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great, really great. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So Tammy, what was your role in the Free Don Miller campaign?
Really a lot of advocating, a lot of getting the word out. Scott and I had a show for a little bit on Contending for Truth, calling into the show, just really pushing it and getting that word out. You know, that helps a lot. Like Scott said, keep on keeping on, and it works. It really does. Never, never lose faith. You know, your guys are going to be next.
Oh, we know it, and you know, we really, you know, who would have thought that weeks ago when we were invited to be interviewed on Contending for Truth,
and then also interviewed on Underground Hard Drive, that this type of alliance would be formed. But, you know, that's what it takes. It takes all of us working together to get the word out there. I mean, you know, it can't be done in a vacuum. And, you know, we appreciate all the efforts of everyone on the Don Miller team and for the IRP6 team. And, you know, we're going to continue, you know, anything that you guys need us to do as far as Don Miller is concerned. You know, we're right there for you.
Yeah, and it shows how important it is that, you know, getting the word out actually is what it takes. I mean, everybody's got to get in the fight. You got to have, you know, one person's voice is, you know, a person can scream on a mountaintop and it can be heard only a certain distance. But when you get a crowd of people, when you get the whole mountain full of people, then that's when the voice is heard. And that's what we've seen in the Don Miller case, that, hey, you know, the more you cry out, mm-hmm. the more you bring, you know, visibility to the injustices, that's when they're dealt with. That's what it takes.
And you have to wake people up and let them realize, help them to realize what's going on around them. Because most people are not concerned with things that are, like we said so many times, things that don't touch them directly, they're not concerned with it. We have to make sure that they are concerned with it. We've got to keep putting it out there. We've got to keep pressing it. Whatever it is we've got to do, we got to work like as hard as a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. We're going to have to do it.
Absolutely. That's what it takes.
Hey, Scott, that's your sister.
That's right, Scott. Don't disown me now.
So, you know, we still have the freedonmiller.org, freedonmiller.org, where there's information, background information about the case. And, you know, Don was sentenced to 42 years in prison for something that he did not do. And, you know, he served 15 years. And, you know, before that last break, I mentioned the fact that, you know, Don's family has suffered some tragedies associated with this thing. I mean, you know what? It's coming up on the anniversary of the death of Don's son. And, you know, that is that's sad when you have a situation like this where the justice system is not supporting, is not doing what it's supposed to do, incarcerating people wrongly, convicting people wrongly, and then in order to draw attention to this case, you know, Don's son, you know, took his life. And you know, that is something that is, you know, people need to wake up. And like you were talking about earlier, Ethel, and mm-hmm. Scott was talking about how this thing impacts families.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, Scott, I mean, you know, that's a terrible tragedy, Scott, when you look at this type of thing. And it's hard to deal with at times.
You know, it really is, because I'm a big family person. I am a stay-at-home mom. My sister calls me her stay-at-home mom. I'm raising my three nieces. We're getting ready to take them to Texas. And the thought of being separated from them kills me. The thought of them being separated from me, because I'm vital to their life, just absolutely makes me nuts. And that's why we do what we do. That's why every day on Facebook, you know, Bob and Steve and I for a long time talked every week, a couple of times a week on Blog Talk Radio, and developed our friendship that way, Tammy and I. And, boy, you know what, I have to give one more shout-out to somebody that has been vital in this, absolutely vital, and that is a little girl named Stephanie in Scotland. And, you know, Tammy, you're going to laugh at this. When that made-for-TV movie's made, the opening scene is going to be this cute little thing in Scotland that doesn't have all the amenities we've got. She relies on different sources for electricity. She doesn't always have her internet time. By candlelight, working on the Don Miller Anatomy of Wrongful Conviction.com website. It's an anthology of everything that's there. What was really nice about this is when we were putting the information out, we didn't have to put five or six links. All I had to do was put one. And on that was the links to the websites, it was the links to the Twitter, it was the links to everything, all of the documentation, all of the information, all of the stories, all of the background. It is an incredible site. I want to encourage, if you want to know about what Don Miller is about, if you're listening for the first time tonight and don't know anything about it, I'm going to tell you, number one, it's a cross between the Duke lacrosse story, and you have to add to that, the Dukes of Hazzard, meets Perry Mason in the red light district.
Okay.
And I'm gonna, everything is there for you to look at and learn about. And she has worked, I couldn't even imagine how many hours it's taken her to put that together. And she's kept it up, and we've been able to use it. And anybody that needed to find out about this, I am sure Wisconsin's Innocence Project used it like a Bible. They had to have. And that's what it's about. And I'm going to tell you, Cliff, Sam, Ethel, you know, this time next year, maybe the IRP6 is going to be at home just like Dawn. We're going to still be talking. We're going to still be talking. The Just Cause is going to continue, and we're going to keep going because there's always going to be people that are wrongfully convicted. There are always going to be people that need a Stephanie in Scotland, that need a Steve and a Buck and a Tammy and a Scott, that need a Cliff and a Sam and an Ethel. Because that is, man, that's what it's all about, getting the word out. And we live in a different age. There was a day and an age 15, 16 years ago when this could be getting away with, but not anymore. Not anymore. We're
going to
keep on keeping on.
Can I jump in, fellas?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to, you know, and Scott, I thank you for bringing up Stephanie's name. Is my volume up a little bit here? Am I better now? You guys can understand me?
Hey, you're good.
Absolutely.
Okay. Stephanie is, you know, you just can't understand how a woman from the area where this happened and she moves to Scotland. And the things that she's dug up that investigators, private investigators, local, if you call them investigative journalists, have been unable to find out. But this woman has put together more information and dug up so much dirt and started connecting dots where you didn't think any dot could be found and started piecing together a major jigsaw puzzle that just started picking away or peeling away the layers of an onion in the Iron County and Gilgibbon County area. And Stephanie is remarkable, and I can promise you one thing, and I mean this with all my heart, and Don Miller will attest to this, and every single person out there that supported this whole cause up to this point will be able to attest. We would not be where we are at today if it was not for Stephanie in Scotland. And I'll tell you what, that is a friend for life, and I look forward to keep working with her on it because she is phenomenal. And I'll tell you what, if she gets on this IRP6 thing, which she is following it, I mean, she'll dig up stuff that you guys, it is just unimaginable how she's able to do it. She's a pit bull. And we love that.
I was just going to say you are absolutely right, Steve. I mean, Stephanie just, wow, she amazes me. You know, and like Steve said, if it wasn't for her, and Scott said, if it wasn't for her and her website and getting that information out there, I mean, she even goes as far back as the history of Hurley. So it leads you into kind of the feel of the whole town. And, Scott, you're right about that opening scene. I told Stephanie that, and she cracked up.
I'll tell you something about Stephanie's website, anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com. She sent me, you know, she's able to see the stats, and she does snapshots of people. So we know when people like the district attorney or the judge or certain lawyers across the country or judicial systems in other part of the country are looking at the website and they're downloading. She can tell me exactly how they came in, what they were looking at, what they downloaded, what show they listened to. And over the weekend, she sends me a link and says, what do you think about this? And here was the stats, and it come from the executive office of the President of the United States of America. And granted, that's one big office, but to have somebody that is on those servers checking out the history of Iron County, Wisconsin, is absolutely amazing. You want to see a phenomenal website that pieces together and calls out people's names that you would have never thought was involved in any of this corruption, you check out anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com. It's absolutely amazing. And Stephanie is phenomenal. So we want to thank you very much.
And, Stephen, I was just going to say, you know, we got a couple of our own bulldogs here, and, you know, we – get Stephanie hooked up with Ethel and Olivia, and you know, we'll definitely we'll take this thing to another level, and so, you know, we'll try and hook up with Stephanie and make that happen.
Let's throw Darcy Della Prosa from the UK's name in there as well.
Darcy is awesome.
Yeah.
And so, you know, folks, be sure to check out anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com. Again, that's anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com. On the phones we have Stephen Williams, Scott Osborne, Tammy Silver. We're talking about Don Miller. Don Miller is at home this evening. You've heard us talk about Free
That's
Don Miller.
Awesome.
When we return from this break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Cliff.
All of us at Conservative Nation Media are proud to bring you our second annual Christmas Eve Music and Kids Extravaganza special on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Christmas Eve. You can listen to hours of great traditional American Christmas music live or download it to listen when you need to be reminded of the true glory and meaning of Christmas. And you can only get it from our website, conservativenationmedia.com. And don't forget to have your kids write Santa a letter from our website or to Santa Claus at conservativenationmedia.com, and Santa will send back a personalized email within 48 hours. From all of us at Conservative Nation Media to all of you, the warmest and most joyous Merry Christmas, and thanks for listening.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeVay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Hi. This is Dave Vance inviting you to join me every Monday night for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Even if you're not from the volunteer state, you'll want to know what's happening because one day it will affect you. Every week you'll hear interviews with experts, legislators, and citizens who are fed up and making a stand. So join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
Does Bob Coast bring educational awareness and information of additional information? I'm Sam Herman, your host, along with Cliff Stewart and Apple Lopez. Hey, Cliff, this is an exciting evening. This is an exciting week. You know, Don Miller is now at home with his family. It's been a long fight for the Free Don Miller team, or Team Free Don Miller. You know, Stephen Williams, Bob Green, Scott Osborne. We got Tammy Silver on the phone as well. Hey, let's take a caller, Cliff. I think what we have Aaron on the phone.
Yes, we have Aaron. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, all Aaron, right. How you doing? Welcome to the program.
Okay.
So, what's your question?
I'm doing really good, and you know, I just like to put some input on this case. You know, I've heard about it talked in, you know, local taverns and coffee shops, but until the last few days, I haven't been active in it. So you're definitely right that, you know, it takes time and not give up the fight. And this fight is far from over. This guy is innocent, and he's actually, I believe, the victim in this case, and the real criminals are still prosecuting and passing judgment down upon people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you know, it what it takes And thanks for your call and comment, Aaron. What it takes is holding these prosecutors, these judges, the law enforcement, you have to hold them accountable. And that's what we're about, is exposing what they're doing, exposing the wrong that's going on, the injustice, and letting people know that you have to hold them accountable. If you keep letting them get away with it, they keep doing it. They keep falsely imprisoning people. They keep breaking the law, committing crime just to get a conviction. And that is what is sick about the way that we see, you know, rogue judges and rogue prosecutors and law enforcement. They're just trying to get a conviction. They've way crossed the line of, you know, standing up for justice. And we have to hold their feet to the fire and say, you know, the public needs to recognize that this is who they are, this is what they're doing, and this is what it takes to bring them down.
You know, this thing about blanket immunity, you know, it's like a license for them to do whatever they want to do.
Exactly.
And that's where we definitely need reforms and so forth. And you know, when we're as we're talking with Stephen and Scott and Tammy, mm-hmm. you know, I was just curious as to, you know, and let's ask Scott this. As far as the media is concerned, you know, I understand, and like Stephen said, you know, folks thought that he had given up on the Don Miller campaign, but he was doing that in the interest of Don's case. But as far as the general media is concerned, Stephen, what kind of responses and support were you getting, if any?
Really not getting any at all. A year ago in September, when we were at a sentence modification hearing in Iron County, they had a local reporter there, and he looks at us and he's like, you know, underground who? And we're like, you know what? We have more listeners that download this radio show than you have people buying your newspaper subscription. And he just kind of laughed at us, and it was just business as usual, and they were writing up the stories that were, you know, basically making Don look bad. But I think they got a little taste of this last one, because I understand they haven't talked to me, but they did talk to another person that was there and said, what is so different about this hearing than the hearing that took place over a year ago? And the comment was made was nothing. Nothing's different. Then what was the big difference in this one? And the comment was no comment. And so really the media is not reaching out to us. It's people like Sam and Cliff and Ethel and Olivia that are doing shows like this that have other pages and have taken, and there's another person I want to mention. It's Jim Albert, and he has a Facebook page called Superior Chronicles, and he talks about the local news in the area, things that are going on with Hurley, Ironwood, Iron County, Gogebic County, and on his banner, he changes it out, but he's got Free Don Miller on every single one of those banners that he puts up. So it's people like this. It's social media that has grabbed this and run with it. And I've tried to stress over show after show after show that, you know, and you folks must see the same problems, is that people can like the comments that are made or like the posts that are made and the pictures. But the big key to this is sharing those pictures and sharing those articles and comments to your own news feed. That's how this thing develops legs and goes crazy. So you know what? Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Twitter. And thank you to all our fellow blog talk hosts out there. And thank you to you folks, because this is how this thing develops legs, and their strength in numbers. And yeah, we're showing it here in the Don Miller case, because what started out is two guys talking about this amongst themselves and then downloading their own show. And we had two downloads, and this thing has gone to thousands and thousands. There's more people that download our show and your show that live in Iron County and Gogebic County combined. So this is how we make it happen. So, Sam, to answer your question, there's been no help from media, mainstream media.
And you know, Stephen, we had Diane Diamond on our program a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, she's a Fox contributor, Huffington Post, and the Daily Beast. Mm-hmm. And it was a great show. And, you know, we talked about all these types of things and all of the injustice. And, you know, Diane actually mentioned the fact, too, that, you know, one of the things that she was experiencing a few years back was that change in the mainstream media, where they tended to be kind of not covering the real stories, like this kind of thing. And like you stated, I don't think anyone anticipated the impact that social media was going to have on the world. But this is a way of people connecting and people pushing stories and getting the word out about things.
Absolutely. what you and, you know, based on what Stephen was saying, I thought you have to become your own media outlet.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes, you know, and social media, you know, and Blog Talk Radio gives us that power to say, you know, yeah, like you said, Stephen, it might have started off with two of you guys, but now it has blossomed, it has grown, it has just, you know, become a big bay tree. But, you know, it's like you got to become your own media outlet, because the mass media, like you say, does not – they don't pick up stories that, you know, are not, quote-unquote, you know, sexy or what's really, like, just out there right now. You know, if it's not a fire blazing or, you know, something with some celebrity, they don't pick it up. So we have to become our own media outlet, get the word out there for the real news. And the real news is that – you know, and our justice system is broken and it needs to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And mainstream media and the public out there doesn't want to admit that there's a system that's broken. And they sit there and say, it's like I heard time and time again, well, a jury convicted Don Miller. And I said, you know what? Take the time to read the transcripts of the trial. You will see how this got railroaded, because I was like, listen, they must have gave every juror in the box an iPod because nobody was listening to the trial. They were listening to something else. And that's the same thing that's going on. People are going to sit there and say, how is big government stealing from the IRP6 and throwing these guys in jail and throwing away the key? That stuff just doesn't happen. But people don't understand that big business is being taken, or small business is being taken away by the government. You guys and your situation is perfect example of that.
Exactly. And, you know, too, another thing with the mainstream media is that they don't want to investigate anything anymore. You know, they want you to hand them everything, or they want to come in when the thing has already gone through and it's already gone through whatever process that it's going to go through, and then jump in and get a part of it. They just don't want to investigate anything.
That's right. It
absolutely.
It's so disgusting when you look at it, and especially when you look at, you know, what's supposed to be the justice system, and that they never go after justice. And then they tell the media, like you said, Stephen, no comment. And the media takes that, the mass media take that, and they let them get away with it. I'm still waiting. You know, somebody recently in the news said no comment about something, and I thought, you know, if I was a reporter there, I would say, well, no, you owe the American people a comment. You owe them something. This no comment stuff, it just gets old when we're the ones paying, the taxpayers are paying their paychecks. And it's like part of your job is to have a comment for the public. You know, they make football players do it. They make all type of sports figures. They have to take three questions from the reporters and answer them. I think that should be given to, if you're a federal employee and you're in front of the media, answer the question. This no comment crap needs to quit.
And, you know, I got to jump on something that Stephen just mentioned as well. You know, juries are being sold a bill of goods here. You know, and they're being, you know, hook, line, and sinker. We had on the program a couple of weeks ago a representative from the Fully Informed Jury Association, and people don't understand jury rights. And I always have to go back to the example of exoneree Lamont Banks, when he stated that, you know, in his case, that when they walked into the room and were ready to select from a jury pool, his defense attorney asked the room of folks who were in that room, there were like 60 people in there, and he asked the question, how many of you believe that because Mr. Banks is sitting in the defendant chair that he did something wrong? And every hand went up in that jury room. Something is wrong there. Number one, that pool should never have been the source for the jury, yet they still pulled from that jury pool. And like Stephen said, you know, folks need to educate themselves. In the Don Miller situation, you know, for someone saying, well, he had to have done something wrong. And like Stephen said, go out and read the case.
That's
you know,
right.
Read the information. Same thing with the IRP6. Go to freetheirp6.org, freetheirp6.org. Read the story. Listen to the program week in and week out. On the other side of the break, we're going to continue talking to supporters of Don Miller. Don Miller is home after spending 15 years in prison after being wrongly convicted and incarcerated away from his family for 15 years. This is the Just Cause Coast to Coast, where we bring you education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice right here on ConservativeNationMedia.com. We'll be right back in a moment.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Good evening. For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. Vital Obamacare demographic data has yet to be revealed. The administration has yet to say how many young and relatively healthy Americans have enrolled in health plans covered by the Affordable Care Act. When asked about it today, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said that he did not have any data broken down by age and referred inquiries to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Carney speculated that most Americans who need to purchase health insurance, including younger customers, will do so near the end of the initial open enrollment window, which closes March 31st, 2014.
Young people are even more inclined to wait until the last minute.
Insurance companies need younger, healthier Americans to enroll in coverage in order to balance out the cost of being required to cover older, sicker customers. The Affordable Care Act features new consumer protections that forbid insurers from denying coverage to those with pre-existing health conditions and from placing lifetime fiscal limits on the amount of coverage they provide to customers. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie? Everybody likes Brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good evening, America. This is a Just Cause Coast to Coast, where we give you education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice. I'm Sam Thurman, your host, along with Cliff Stewart and Ethel Lopez. Thanks for joining in to the program, everyone. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. This evening, we are celebrating the release of Don Miller, and we have several Don Miller supporters yep. on the line this evening and talking about that situation. They're going to be talking about it again tomorrow on the Underground Hard Drive with Stephen Williams and Scott Osborne and Tammy Silver and all that whole gang. Before we get back to that, Cliff, who's on the phone?
We do have Michael Smith on, and Michael Smith is the CEO of Conservative Nation Media. Michael, how are you doing tonight?
Jim, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. Sorry I'm a little bit late. I've been at church this evening. We had our Christmas pageant. My kids were did several parts, so I've been in that. And then we just got through having supper and fellowship with our congregation, and I walked out, and you know, I wanted to call in, and I'm guessing you got some of the free Don Miller guys on. Is Stephen on with y'all? I got in right as y'all were going into the top of the hour hard break.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's bring Stephen in. Stephen, you there?
Hey, I'm here. Well, I miss you, pal.
Hey, Brother, how you doing? You know, Sam, guys, I just have to tell you, you know, I started. Thank you for the introduction, but you know, this is just a little dream that I had, and it's shows like this one that have really made Conservative Nation Radio, and it's this man right here, Stephen Williams, that brought me into this gig. I don't know, 2.5 years ago, when we were both doing on the Kane train, on the Herman Kane dashboard, as we called it, and I communicated a lot with this gentleman, my brother from another mother, and this all goes back to Stephen. And Stephen, congratulations. You know, it's been a while since we've spoke, but one of the last times I spoke to you, you know, you were just frustrated with everything, and you were upset with the direction things were going last year with Don. And, you know, brother, I told you then, I said, just hang in there, Steve. It's going to all come to fruition, just like you did to me with Conservative Nation Radio. And, brother, you did it. Yeah. You did it. I'm very proud of you.
And thank you, Michael, but it wasn't me. It was all the supporters out there. And I'll tell you what, Michael, you are a special person, my friend. And, you know, he always said that I was his mentor, but it's absolutely the complete opposite, because this man skyrocketed right past the underground hard drive with the Conservative Nation. And, man, I couldn't be more proud of you. It's just unbelievable, my man. And you know, we don't catch up enough. We got to definitely make the time to catch up, pal.
Absolutely. Well, you and Robert and Scott Osborne, our brother, who's fixing to be here in Texas with me. I'm fixing to introduce him to some Texas politicking, as we call it down here. But, you know, look, no, you're right. It is. It's the people around us. It's like Sam and Olivia and all the Cliff, these guys here at, you know, Just Cause Coast to Coast, and, you know, our other fabulous programming, our president and general manager, Duke Brooks. I mean, I've been on the back burner, and Sam's reached out to me and Olivia, and I've just, since October, have been just kind of been on hiatus. That's going to turn around for me after the first of the year. But it's these great folks that just, man, I was listening to The Heartbreak, and I'm like, Sam, good God, you guys got it going.
But
I just wanted to call in and lend my support to my peers, my partners here on this radio show. Say Merry Christmas to everybody. Congratulate you, Steve. You know, you've been working hard on this since I've known you, and that's been quite a few years. And I just wanted, Sam, if I may, real quick, next Tuesday, Christmas Eve at 3 p.m. Central Time, we're going to have our second annual Conservative Nation Radio Show music special and kids extravaganza. And if you've got just a few minutes and I can say just a little bit about it, I'd like to.
Go for it.
Well, we're going to be listening. Last year we did a 2-hour show for a 4-hour spell, and we did well over 10,000 downloads in that 2 hours. This year it's going to be bigger and better. It's going to be 5 hours of great, you know, Nat King Cole, the master. I love that man. Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. We're going to have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with Burl Ives. We're going to have Osei Ferrara doing the Little Drummer Boy. I've got some 1934, 1943 clips for Christmas Carol from the Mercury Theater Group and Campbell Playhouse with Orson Welles. Elvis Presley. I mean, the list just goes on and on. It's going to be fantastic. It's pre-recorded. It'll be on our website. It'll go up at 3 next Tuesday. You can find it on Facebook. And, of course, at our website, conservativenationmedia.com. I don't know if you guys will simulcast off your website or not, which if you want, that's fine. It's going to just be fantastic. It's the kind of event you just turn on. You let it play while you enjoy family. It's not like you huddle around and listen to it. You just turn it on and you let it play. The kids might get to – we're so dependent on the boob tube nowadays. You know, imagine listening to the claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but not watching it, just listening to it the way they did in old Americana. You know, old America, old-time radio is what I like to call it. So please, you guys, your listeners, if y'all would just would like to tune in and have some really good traditional Christmas Eve something going on in the background, this is for you.
Awesome, right. Awesome. And so, and to that point, Michael, so A Just Cause Coast to Coast won't be airing next Tuesday evening because of that extravaganza, but, you know, folks tune in. I know, you know, some folks like to celebrate with their family the night before, and
exactly.
they sit around and open gifts or have that turkey dinner or what have you. And so, you know, Michael, we at A Just Cause and A Just Cause Coast to Coast, the IRP6 folks,
yeah.
you know, we always have to give a shout-out to you. We always have to say thank you so much
yeah.
For having faith in our organization and going out there and you know, extending the invitation and saying, hey, you
well,
guys have your own show. And so, you know, Michael, we appreciate it. The families of the IRP6 appreciate it. You know, as Stephen was saying, you know, social media, this is what's happening.
Absolutely. And I thank you guys. I really do. You know, this was, well, it is what it is. And it's programming like this that make it successful that, you know, I believe in y'all's cause. I believe in our cause, fighting for America, fighting for truth, justice in the American way, if you will. And there's some things going on that are disappointing to us all. And the IRP6 is another one, you know, hopefully Steve and Scott and Robert and maybe even Mr. Miller, you know, can, having been down the road they've been on, who knows what kind of good advice they can offer to you gentlemen with all of your experience and knowledge that y'all already have.
That's
excellent,
correct.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, thanks for joining in. That's Michael Smith, the CEO of ConservativeNationMedia.com. Again, Michael Smith, and telling us about the extravaganza that's going to be aired on ConservativeNationMedia.com, also lending his support for Don Miller and the IRP6.
Yes.
Our call-in number this evening is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Michael, we got to take a soft break here and pay some of your bills.
America is still the freest country on earth, and those of us who love America know that the Constitution is the reason for our liberties. ConservativeNationMedia.com isn't going to let those leftists in D.C. take our freedom away. And our constitutional expert, Matthew Opalisky, is leading the charge. Join Matthew every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central for the Liberty and Constitution community to learn about our rights and freedoms under the greatest governing document of all time and what you can do to protect your liberty under the Bill of Rights. The Liberty and Constitution community with Matthew Opalisky, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins.
Awesome. A Just Cause Coast to Coast. Our number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Before we go to this heartbreak, Cliff, I'm going to guess that we have Bob on the phone. Do you think that's we still have that caller in from Wisconsin?
I don't see him.
All right. Well, let's continue talking about. Let's bring Stephen and Scott back into the conversation. And you know, we are celebrating the release of Don Miller.
Yeah.
And Don spent 15 years in prison, and you know that is just that's atrocious. I mean, you know, one of the things that A Just Cause is fighting about is judicial reform. And prison reform. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. So we have Bob there now?
No.
Who do we have, Scott?
We have Aaron from earlier. He wanted to finish his comment. Aaron, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me back on.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Okay, I'm going to go really quick. The first case I ever got involved with, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, is the West Memphis Trio. And the only media we had back then was a documentary on this case. I went over the anatomy of wrongful conviction, and it actually took me a while to be able to read it. It was so disgusting, and everybody needs to read that has been following this case.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, that is anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com, anatomyofawrongfulconviction.com, and Stephen was talking about that a few moments ago. Okay, let's take this break. This is A Just Cause Coast to Coast. Our call-in number this evening is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Cliff, Ethel, it always happens to us. It's like, you know, shows like this, that 2 hours just kind of started running away from us. We'll be right back after this.
The If you love America, you're among friends here.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown-up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hello, I am Robert Garding of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, through conservativenationmedia.com. Being on the air since 2007 from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, we've helped people become more informed to keep socialists out of the White House and Congress. But that work isn't over yet. Tune in Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on CNN for the New Wise Conservatism radio show, the voice of reason in our unreasonable world.
We bring you education, awareness, and information from Coastal Digital. I'm Sam Thurman, your host, home with Stewart and Ethel Lopez. We got a show going on this evening talking about Don Miller. And Don Miller is now at home with his family after being incarcerated for 15 years. Yeah, and that's just crazy. You know, we had Michael Smith, CEO of Conservative Nation Media, on earlier. We also have on the phones Stephen Williams and Scott Osborne and Tammy Silver. And we've been talking about several things related to the Don Miller case. So, Stephen, what is in store for Don Miller now? I mean, what comes next, if you could talk about some of that?
Well, Don is going to get working on getting his life back together as best that he can right now. Obviously, you know, as part of the agreement, he's going to be on parole for the next 4 years. But we'll have to wait and see. Don is going to be on tomorrow night. In fact, I believe they're listening tonight. If they wanted to call in, and if Don wanted to get his feet wet tonight by calling in, I would certainly encourage that. But I think I'm going to let him tell us about it tomorrow night, what his plans are. He's excited. He's one of the smartest individuals I've ever met in my entire life. And I mean, he's been in prison actually a little over 16 years. And he's reading everything, medical journals. He's reading law books like crazy. This guy can quote the law better than most lawyers that I know. And he's definitely going to be a treat. And anybody that gets the opportunity to hire this man will be hiring a very, very smart individual. One thing I wanted to say about Don that I've never, told him, I guess, was that, you know, when we first started doing this and doing the show on it and everything, you know, Don was a little nervous about what was out there and stuff like that. But, you know, we went out there and we put some things out there. He didn't know if we should and stuff. But I have to thank Don for trusting us and putting his trust in us and his family, putting their trust in us when we said, this is what we want to do. This is how we feel we need to get it out there and do all that. And so, you know, I want to thank them for putting their trust and faith in us and letting people know exactly what was going on in this country.
Awesome.
And, you know, Stephen, that's one of the things, and you know, we will definitely have a lot of folks listening in on that program tomorrow evening, and, you know, we're going to have our Twitter team, which Ethel and Preston Hodges is part of our team as well. They mm-hmm. they head up those teams, and we're going to be pushing that as well. And you know, we've been tweeting all day long and Facebooking all day long as far as Don Miller is concerned. And,
yes.
and you know, we have to get the word out there. You know, one of the things, you know, we talk about, and we could talk about this just for a moment, is that it's important for organizations like yours, Stephen, and as well as the Just Cause, to talk about this and keep it in the public eye,
yeah.
you know, at all times. You know, the mainstream media, they are real good about celebrating the release mm-hmm. of someone, but no one likes to look under the hood mm-hmm. and say, you know, well, why was this person held in prison for 16-plus years or 20 years or mm-hmm. 25 or 30 years? You know, what went wrong in or, you know, for them to be put in that position? You know, anyone can celebrate the release. Anyone can say, hey, yay, you know, they got released after 25 years. Well, what got them there? You know, and,
yeah.
and you know, that's one of the things, Stephen, that we are like, you know, that's one of the things that why we know it's important for organizations like yours as well.
You're absolutely right, and it's been very frustrating at times, and I, you know, like I said, I still want to thank everybody, but, you know, when people sit there and look at it, well, you know, he's on trial, he must be guilty, this, that, and the other thing. No, it's not. It's not right. You know, this is what's wrong with our judicial system, is that you said it early, just because a person is arrested, they think that he's guilty, and that is not the case. That's why we have a court of law, and we have a jury of our peers, but, you know, If you have to watch, you have to really pay attention to these court cases because of the way that the system like this is how a judge or a district attorney can manipulate the hearing itself. The judge especially, the judge is supposed to be there to make sure that everything is going proper and everybody's following the letter of the law. But if that doesn't happen, it's one sentence. It's one crack of the gavel, overruled or sustained, that can switch a jury's opinion. It is one interpretation of a law that can be interpreted many different ways, but it's how that judge interprets that law that can really hurt an innocent person.
Exactly, exactly. So, Stephen, give that time out and where folks can find the show tomorrow evening so that we can ensure that everyone tuned into the program.
If you're able to jump on Free Don Miller on the Facebook page, Stephanie, we have the link up there right now. It is going to be at 9 o'clock Central Time tomorrow night. I believe that's, what, 7 o'clock your time in Colorado, or is that 8 o'clock?
What time?
Seven.
Yeah, 9 Central. Yeah, and Don Miller will be on the show with us tomorrow night, and we will try to take some calls. And what I don't want tomorrow night is I'm not looking for a bashing of the judge or the district attorney in this case. There's time for that later on down the line, but I want to, you know, we'll probably end up having a show every single night this week. And we'll go 2-3 hours, whatever we need to do, because Don Miller has a lot to say, and I have stopped and visited with him in prison numerous times, and talking about, you know, listening to him, and there's things that he says that doesn't. He may not have known at that time is a topic for a show to talk about, and it's very amazing just to sit and listen to him. And every time I left that prison, it was, how can I ever, you know, give up on him? Don Miller's a man, and most importantly, he's now my friend, one of my best friends. And listening to him and talking to him, he has a lot to say. And he's very smart, very intelligent, and I think people are going to enjoy listening to him and possibly get the opportunity to talk with him tomorrow night or the next night or how many ever nights he feels like he wants to do this. And so we're looking forward to it. And it'll be on, and you can go to the Underground Hard Drive Facebook page or the Free Don Miller Facebook page, and we will have a link posted to go directly to that show.
Awesome. Hey, Stephen, we're going to take another caller here real quick. Cliff, who do we have on?
All right, we have the Truth on the line. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good to hear from
you. How are
you? Doing good.
Great.
Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted to call in and say thanks to Scott and all the rest for what they've done for Don Miller. once you see something like this happen and you're going through it yourself, it just really gives you this really exciting feeling on the inside that sooner than later we're going to be celebrating the IRP6. But I can't even imagine what Don Miller must be feeling tonight. He's been on my heart for a long time, ever since I found out about him. And to see now that his day of excitement and joy and being at home and talking to family, it's got to seem like it's not even real at this point. But we're so happy for all the things that the team did. And I tell you, I am just learning so much about the Conservative Party until I'm thinking, Rose, where have you been? With your head in the sand somewhere. I am learning so much from about the conservatives and their views and their good things that they're working toward. They see that we have a problem. They're not just talking about our judicial system, but they're doing something about it. And I just want to shout out to them that we are so glad that through coming on the conservative station, that we learned a whole lot, a lot of things we never knew. And so now we feel like we have sisters and brothers, and we're working together for a common cause. And I am so grateful tonight and glad for the CEO that came on and was leaving church and felt good about talking about it. I'm telling you, because we're living in a day when a lot of people just really don't want to express all this other side of who we are. But this is a great, great thing, a great learning curve. And as he said, Scott has already said, I'm sure that all of them are going to be able to teach Just Cause a lot of things. We're just glad to be a part of this. Thank you again for all that you've done to make it possible, and you're in our prayers, and we trust that we'll stay in yours. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
How about that, Stephen?
Thank you.
That is absolutely awesome, and that's greatly appreciated, and I know Don and his family appreciate it as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and she was saying how we've learned so much about the Conservative Party, things mm-hmm. that we didn't know before, and you know, we started doing what we call the Conservative Champions, where we've gone out and we've looked up to say, hey, you know, because it the conservatives are the ones that are going after constitutional rights. The ones that say, hey, let's actually do something. I mean, when you look at who's going after laws to make sure constitutional rights and the Bill of Rights are upheld, we're seeing that it is the Conservative Party. And so we've started the Conservative Champions, where we're going out, we're finding them who are championing rights for the people, for America. And, you know, we basically give them a shout out and give them a segment on the show about what they are actually doing in lawmaking and things of that nature. So, Sam, I guess that's a good segue to go ahead and go into that.
Thanks, Cliff.
Well, can I cut in here a second? Sam, I apologize, but Cliff, you're absolutely right. What I was going to, you know, and what I was leading into in my whole mindset to going forward, because it was kind of funny, in the Ironwood Daily Globe this morning was the big article standing there of Don being released. And right in a small article right next to it is a local woman running for state Senate looking to replace she would be on the Democratic side running for state Senate. I know this woman. She's a local woman. And going forward, I have, Scott and I and John Grooms and Bob have interviewed presidential candidates on our show. I no longer can support a candidate that does not take a serious look at what's going on with these wrongful convictions, and I plan on calling these candidates out on that, because our attorney general here in the state of Wisconsin, J.B. Von Holland, was a district attorney here in Ashland County, which is the neighboring county of Iron County, and knows of the corruption in Iron County, yet does nothing to investigate crimes such as this. We have a local representative on the Republican side who was also a local district attorney here in Ashland County, knows of the corruption in Iron County, yet lets it go as business as usual and refuses to talk to me about it. And so I no longer can support these candidates that are not willing to take a serious look at these problems, and I plan on calling them out on the shows and making life miserable for them in the upcoming elections.
And you know,
can I say something really quick?
Hold that thought, Tammy. Let us take this break. And, Stephen, I was just going to say, Let me know when you're going to have that show, and Cliff and I and Ethel, you know, we're going to try and at least listen in on that.
But
we'll be right back here in a second. Cliff, take that real quick, please.
One of the worst nightmares that can befall Americans today is identifying identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24/7, 365. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, to get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
That's Talk Coast to Coast, where we bring education, awareness, and about physical injustice. I'm Sam Thurman, your host, along with Cliff Stewart and Ethel Lopez. This evening, we are talking about Don Miller. Don Miller is released from prison and is at home with his family. They're going to be on the Underground Hard Drive tomorrow with Stephen Williams and Scott Osborne and company. And before the break, Stephen was talking about having shows talking to candidates who, whether or not, you know, as far as their platform, having anything to do with judicial reform, prison reform, and the rights of U.S. citizens. And Tammy, you were getting ready to make a comment before we went into that break. So, Tammy, what was your comment?
Right. Well, there was going to be another person that was going to run in Bewley's place, but I've been informed that it may not be of the best interest to the people. So, you know, just to kind of elaborate on what Steve was talking about, we wrote many letters, we made phone calls to area representatives, and they just kind of turned their head on it. You know, you get the regular thank you for your concerns, you know, there's nothing we can really do kind of thing. And I just think that we really do need in public office to get people that are concerned about the wrongful convictions, that are concerned about what's happening in our country. You know, and if we all pull together and we get those people in, imagine how much better it would be for us to have people that look at something, you know, say the Don Miller case. I mean, you just read a little bit of it and you're flabbergasted, that are going to take a look at it and say, how did this ever happen? And they investigate instead of the thank you for your concern.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, Tammy, we have run into a lot of that at the national level mm-hmm. when we're talking about the IRP6 case. And that's one of the things where, you know, Ethel has personally been repeatedly contacting Attorney General Eric Holder's office, other offices within the DOJ.
Yep.
Ethel, you know, what are some of those offices and the phone number? And then I'm going to kind of piggyback right off of that go into our conservative champions commentary real quick.
Yeah, you know, Eric Holder's office is the main one that we've been reaching out to for over a year now. And there's about 30 of us who calls his office every day trying to get him to respond to the situation. And the number, please, we ask the listeners to give him a call at area code 202-514-2003 or 2005 and ask him to investigate this over 200 pages of missing transcript in the IRP6 case. You know, we've reached out to the Civil Rights Division. We've reached out to the Office of Professional Responsibility, the Criminal Division, and all we get back from these people are form letters. No signatures, no names, nothing. Form letters telling us that they are not the right office and they need to forward our letter on to somebody else.
And, you know, that's where, and then, you know, we cannot leave out the fact that we have reached out to the judiciary committees. Reached out to folks who are in public office. And those are the kind of things where, you know, we want to follow when these folks are campaigning for reelection or whatever, you know, if anything on their agenda has anything to do with judicial reform. And they have not actively taken a role in it, yet they sit on the seat, you know, within one of these committees. You know, we need to be right there and shouting out the fact that,
right.
you know, they're not doing anything. You know, on that point, you know, Congress earlier this year established the Congressional Task Force on Overcriminalization, and so that's what we're going to talk about a little bit on our conservative champions commentary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this task force is composed of 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, and, you know, they are chartered with looking at the, you know, this overwhelming number, amount of federal code that's out there that is just, you know, over the top when it comes to criminalizing actions of normal citizens, stuff that you and I would consider as being normal daily activity.
Mm-hmm.
There's a federal code out there that criminalizes it, and then the assistant U.S. attorneys are taking this kind of thing and just running rampant with it
mm-hmm.
when it makes absolutely no sense.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, they are taking a lead in this. And so Shauna Tara Regan, I believe is how you say her name, she is the National Association for Criminal Defense Lawyers Director of White Collar Crime Policy. And so, like I said, you know, they're actually taking a lead in this, and they are an advocate that focusing primarily on the problems of overcriminalization, vicarious corporate criminal liability, and disproportionate and insufficiently flexible sentencing,
mm-hmm.
among a lot of other things. You know, the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, they serve as a leader in a politically diverse coalition of bar, nonprofit, and business groups who advocate for a sound and just criminal justice system. You know, there are some good lawyers out there.
Absolutely.
You know, we have some that are associated with us. You got Gwendolyn Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mark Garagos.
Yeah.
Tina Glandian.
Yeah.
You got Cornell Johnson. You know, there are
mm-hmm.
folks that are in our corner who are fighting for a just cause. And, you know, to see that the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers has jumped into this thing to be an active participant in the Congressional Task Force on Overcriminalization, you know, especially, you know, when I look at this part, Cliff, where it talks about disproportionate and insufficiently flexible sentencing, you know where I go with that.
Right, right, absolutely. And, you know, you have Eric Holder. He came out, he made a few little words,
mm-hmm.
a pretty speech, but we need some action. And that's what I like about this article is because they're talking about the type of action that they're planning on take as well as what they've already put in place. You know, Eric Holder, he talked a good talk for a moment. But then now it's just dwindling away. We need people like these on the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers that are actually putting something in place and going down the line to say, hey, this is what we plan on doing to continue, but this is what we're doing right now. This stuff needs to be dealt with. And
no, Mark is going to be the president of that coming up
in
January,
absolutely.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, when the last time we went to L.A. and spoke with him, he's like, well, yeah, I'll be the president over the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers come January. And I'm like, that is great. And even when he was on CNN, and, you know, he was digging into Sonny.
Yes, he was.
But he made the point that, hey, this prosecutor immunity needs to be done away with. That needs to be put in the trash. Mm-hmm. And we've said it before, but when you have somebody who has a national voice, somebody who can say, no, they need to be able to be held accountable. It just makes sense. It's common sense. Hold them accountable. If the president can be impeached,
that's right.
If the president has to deal with what he has to deal with, they need to do the same thing.
And you know what's good about Mark taking on that post in January?
Mm-hmm.
He's part of our team.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he is a, you know, it's good.
Yay,
that feels good.
Mark.
I mean, because when you sit down and talk with him and you know that he has a heart for the IRP6,
yes.
You know that he understands that we have six gentlemen who have been
wrongly convicted.
Wrongly incarcerated. Mm-hmm. They have been away from their families for 16 months.
Yes.
Mark is all in this, man. Go ahead, Cliff.
And him being the president of that, and that being one of the main things, one of the main sticking points of how the IRP6 and others have been put in prison, that's going to be excellent. Our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman Duke Brooks calls himself a paleocon. And rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's picture on it, but you can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins.
All right, so we're on a Just Cause Coast to Coast, where we bring you education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice. Our phone number this evening, and we're on the downside of the show, is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Callers, feel free to call in, try and get your comments in during the last part of the show. We're talking about Don Miller, and Don Miller being released from prison yesterday. And the team free Don Miller is what I like to call him. You're talking about Stephen Williams, Scott Osborne. You got Tammy Silver. We got the whole gang on the phone this evening and just celebrating Don's release and knowing that there is a lot more work that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. We're also talking about different things as far as the IRP6 are concerned.
Yes.
We're going to be going into a break here in a few minutes. But Ethel, mm-hmm. What can folks do as far as IRP6? And to bring more awareness to that situation, we got a calling campaign going on and so forth. Go for it.
Oh, absolutely. With the calling campaign, of course, we're asking people to call Attorney General Eric Holder's office at 202-514-2003 and 2005. And we're also asking people to contact their local and radio and television stations and ask them why aren't they covering, this case with the missing transcript. This has been all over the place. This is all over social media and stuff. Why aren't they covering it?
And, we also have that petition that we were talking about out on change.org. Again, change.org. And we got a lot of folks that are signing up for that. We've asked folks to sign that as they're listening to the program. We're going to actually read some of the comments after we come back from this next break. Cliff, what's another way that folks can help out?
If you have a national platform, we ask you to get in touch with us. Let us get the story out there so we can bring visibility to the IRP6 case, some of these other injustices. A Just Cause is about bringing down injustice in our so-called justice system. So if you have a national platform, get in touch with us, call, email, tweet, Facebook, hit us up. We need to keep pushing.
When we come back from the break, we're going to get closing thoughts from Stephen Williams, Scott Osborne, Tammy Silver. They're part of Team Free Don Miller, yes, right here on A Just Cause Coast to Coast on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
Why would you say?
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Meadows, your host on Grit and Grace. Please join us every Tuesday night from 10 to 12 Eastern for an honest look at the top political and cultural issues that are affecting Americans today. That's Grit and Grace for conservative analysis that is smart and entertaining. Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Central, 10 to 12 Eastern on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
A Just Cause Coast to Coast, where we bring you education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice. I'm Sam Thurman, along with Ethel Lopez and Cliff Stewart. We're about to wrap up another segment of A Just Cause Coast to Coast. This evening, we've spent time with Team Free Don Miller and talking about Don being released from prison. Our number is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. We're on the downside of this one. Let's get some closing thoughts from the team. Tammy, let's start with you. As far as some closing thoughts about Don or just injustice in itself?
Well, my first closing thought is thank the Lord he's home.
Yeah.
He's home with his parents. Their anniversary is coming up. He's home for It's going to be a tough time for him, and he's going to need all of our support. The 28th is coming up.
That's right.
And, you know, as far as the injustice, we just all need to keep on pushing and pulling and doing what we can together. We all need to get the word out, because if it can happen to one person, it can happen to how many? And, you know, for those people that think, what does it matter to me? It doesn't affect me. It affects you. It affects your children. It affects your grandchildren. And I just want to thank you for having me tonight. It was really an honor.
Absolutely. Tammy, thank you for taking time out this evening to join the program. Scott, our great supporter and our dear friend and brother, Scott, what are your closing thoughts this evening?
Well, wonderful show, first of all. And I got somebody standing here that wants to say something because she knows Don is listening, my oldest niece, Savannah.
Welcome home, Don.
Tammy, let me tell you, it's good to hear your voice. You know, we chat back and forth a lot, but we don't get a chance to hear each other's voices a lot. And you and Steve have both been an inspiration to me. You know, Steve, you got me into this mess. I haven't been a Blog Talk junkie ever since. I need a Blog Talk Anonymous, I think. But, you know, you guys hit on it earlier, and I guess this would be my closing thought. We've got to have some reform. There's got to be some things to done. It's, you know, we fight an important fight. We've fought and we won to a certain extent with Don. We're going to continue fighting with the IRP6. Ryan Ferguson, praise the Lord, he's home with his family for Christmas this year. There's a lot more out there that need to be fought for. But we need to fix the underlying situation that creates this in the first place. Part of the problem is, you know, you got in Iron County and up in that area, there's just not a whole lot of people, like Norm says often, you know, to get some excitement going to fix things. We need some common sense solutions in order to fix these things on a mass scale. You know, why don't we should have some kind of Supreme Court or something that sits and looks at all the cases every year and says, okay, these ones are bogus. These guys need to stay in there. These really need to take the forefront. A zillion ideas like that is what it's going to take because we got to do this. It's unconscionable in this great country that we live in to have anything like this going. And, I just want to say, and then I'll hand it back to you. You know, Blog Talk Radio and what we're doing right now, it's been great for spreading information. It's been a great tool for that. But I think the biggest tool, and I felt this way for a long time, and Olivia and I talked about this a little bit, Blog Talk Radio and what Steve and Bob and I and Tammy and some others have done was the battery in the movement. It was what kept people, the supporters, excited. We were preaching to the choir, but we were keeping the choir supported and trying to keep Pat and Norm excited and uplifted and confident that we were going to eventually get to this day. And it's so invaluable for that. And that's why we keep on keeping on. And that's why we're going to keep doing this. We're going to do it for the family of the IRP6 because we know they're listening. And if we can encourage them and give them the confidence, give them the hope that we're going to keep fighting, boy, you know, we keep a whole lot of people fighting that aren't talking on the radio. And if we started shout-outs tonight to people that were involved in Don's case and involved in helping out with this thing, we'd be on here for another hour before we talked about all those people. And that's what it's been all about. And thank you guys for dedicating this show. Thank you for what you do here on Michael Smith's network. Thank you for what you do on my network, on Contending for Truth Radio. We'll do that this Thursday. You guys rock. Ethel, I love you, girl. My sister from another. Sam, Cliff, you guys just are awesome. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate thanks, Scott. That's Scott Osborne from Contending for Truth Radio, as well as part of the Underground Hard Drive. Stephen, give us your closing thoughts, sir.
Well, I tell you what, it's a hard act to follow. Scott is always so full of enthusiasm. He just keeps me up at night because I just get jacked up listening to him. But I love him, and I want to thank you folks for having me on your show tonight. And it was an honor as well. Sam, Cliff, Ethel, Olivia, I appreciate everything that you're doing, and I look forward to getting you on the Underground Hard Drive many, many nights to go after these politicians and to get the IRP6 out of prison and getting that unjust situation taken care of as well. I just want people to realize you're right. The fight is still ahead of us. We got a big fight ahead of us, but the main thing is Don Miller is out of prison, and he can help us as well. So Merry Christmas to all of you. God bless you for what you do, and we're looking forward to getting you on the hard drive in the near future. Take care.
Awesome,
Merry Christmas,
awesome.
Guys.
Merry Christmas. Our dear friend Stephen Williams from the Underground Hard Drive has spent the evening with us, and we really appreciate everything that you do, Stephen. Hey, Michael, are you still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Michael, want to get some closing thoughts from you before we wrap things up this evening.
Well, again, I want to thank you and Cliff and Olivia. No, Olivia, dear Olivia, she's just a sweetheart. The first one of y'all's outfit that I spoke with, and I tell you, God blessed me when we crossed paths with her, because you guys are a great team, great show tonight, Stephen and Scott and Tammy. I'm so glad to hear my buddy Tammy on here, and thank God that Don, after 16 years, is free. Let's pray you know, let's just take a moment to pray that these six gentlemen in IRP 6 are not in prison for 16 years and that, you know, Mr. Always have a hard time with his last name, that, you know, that he's able to do something along with y'all, and these gentlemen can be home not by next Christmas, by, you know, sooner than that. But, you know, this has got to be great for Mr. Miller to be home, you know, here a week before Christmas. I know his family must be real excited. And just, you know, to that young lady that called and was so excited about learning so much from conservative movement, and this is not about being a Democrat or Republican. This is just about being an American. And, you know, I was just so thrilled to hear her say what she had to say, because that's all we do. That's really all we're concerned about, is what's right. What's right for people, for common citizens. And, you know, just like the injustice done to the IRP 6, you know, that's what our movement's about, that and so many other things. But it's just about, you know, about trying to free people from the shackles of government. You know, something my mentor, K. Carl Smith, has taught me for several years, mine and Scott's buddy. You know, so many good people out there. They're just fighting for what's right, and just to, for the government just to leave us alone and let us do our business like these gentlemen were doing, and not be persecuted because we've made money. So just thank you so much, guys. God bless you all. Olivia, dear, thank you so much. Ethel, thank you too. And Sam and Cliff, guys, your whole team, y'all are doing a bang-up job. I love you all.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
That's
Michael
Smith.
Merry Christmas to everyone. That's Michael Smith, CEO of ConservativeNationMedia.com. We appreciate everything that you do for us. That wraps things up for us for another segment of A Just Cause Coast to Coast. And as Michael stated earlier, next week is the ConservativeNationMedia.com Christmas extravaganza. So listen in for some good Christmas tunes, and, you know, sit around the speakers that you're at their computer and listen to some good Christmas stuff, and, you know, get into the spirit. And you know, this is, again, we got to just say, you know, we are just so ecstatic that Don is home, that he's sitting at home with his family. And as Stephen said, as Michael said, Tammy and Scott and everybody else, we know that the IRP 6 are going to be home soon. Our website, www.a-justcause.com, www.a-justcause.com. If you like more information about IRP 6, go to freetheirp6, that's the number 6, .org, freetheirp6.org. As Scott said, we're going to be on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, and you're going to hear more about the IRP 6. And, you know, we'll give an update on Don as well. Ethel, what can folks do as far as helping us out between now and then?
Absolutely, people. Call the known digits, 02-514-003 and 2005. That's Attorney General Eric Holder's office. And keep reaching out to your local media and radio station.
Well,
give a shout-out to all of our guests, Jason Dive, calling in, spending the evening with us. Everybody in the chat room, thank you for your comments. For those of you who went out and signed the petition, we also want to say big shout out to Don Miller. Merry Christmas, man, you and your family. So glad to hear that you're out. And to our crew, K&D Productions, we've got Captain Kyle, Justin Jackson in the back, Still Still a Girl, you know, taking care of business. And to all of you, couldn't do it without you. And also to the crew, know that you're out there. We appreciate it.
And, you know, just as Stephen was saying and as Michael was saying, you know, well, let's keep the IRP 6 in prayer. Let's call out their names. Gary Walker, David Banks, Demetrius Harper, Clinton Stewart, Kendrick Barnes, and David Cipolla. Again, you know, we are praying that these gentlemen are home, that our friends, our brothers are home as soon as possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible, and we know this is going to happen. You know, we just appreciate everyone out there. We want to extend a very Merry Christmas to all of the listeners. We want to also just say, hey, keep Christ in Christmas.
Absolutely.
Keep Christ in Christmas. That's what it's really all about. This is a Just Cause Coast to Coast, where we bring you education, awareness, and information about judicial injustice. Good night, America.
Good night, y'all.